And we have Teddy Thompson here in the WNRN studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad that you're here. And I really love this new album. I've been a fan of your last three albums. I have to admit, I don't really know much about the first one. But these last three albums all on Verve?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the first one, was that also on Verve?
No, that was on Virgin Records.
Teddy, I'm just kind of curious where you call home, because you've got parents who live in the U.S., but you're originally from England. So where do you live these days?
I live in a small town on the East Coast called New York.
Yeah, that's small little place.
Yeah, it's just a quaint little village. I live in the Big Apple.
These albums that you've put out, you've got a great group of people to draw upon. You've got friends like Rufus and Martha Wainwright and Jenny Muldaur, but also you've got some famous parents to help you out as well. Your dad helped a lot on the first album, and you also had some people like Dave Maddox and Garth Hudson help you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it must be really, I don't know, for me, I didn't grow up in a situation like that, to be able to have people like that to work with. I don't know where I'm going with this question. I'm happy you're able to bring this music to us this morning. Well, how's this new album going for you?
It's going swell, thanks. It's good. I mean, this is a lot more of a pop record, I guess. And I had a hot producer, but then I caught myself. So a hot producer. made everything a little more polished and a little more realized, and it was great. I'm very happy with this record. It's hard to be happy with these things when you're finished, but I'm relatively satisfied.
Well, the last couple albums were produced by Bruce Albetta.
Not true.
Not true?
No, I produced the last one, and then it's Brad, actually. And Brad and I co-produced the one before, so he worked on Separate Ways, I've been doing a lot of that myself, so I was tired of producing myself. I got a ringer in.
Well, you've got this new song, In My Arms,
mm-hmm.
That you're going to play for us this morning, so I was hoping you get to that.
We'll see how this goes.
All right.
Could be a disaster. So this is the acoustic version of In My Arms. Not an easy place to be. In my arms. Oh, in my arms. Not a simple space to feel free. In my arms. Oh, in my arms. Keep it on the recent. Keep it on now. Give me an easy way. Get lost in my arms.
WNRN, Teddy Thompson in the WNRN studios, playing a song from the new album called A Piece of What You Need. Teddy, you started at least in your dad's band many years ago. When did you start working with your dad and his band?
I can't remember, a long time ago. But I just did a little tour with him, family tour. And then, it was just a little step along the way. I don't hold any affection for him or his music. No, it was good. And then I played with a bunch of other people, and it was just sort of learning the ropes, and it was useful at the time.
Is it through New York that you worked with Roseanne Cash? Because you toured with her for a while as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing. I mean, it was good to, it was a job as well. I was between records, and the music business doesn't really pay the way people might imagine it does. So every now and then you have to do some. I mean, obviously I'm rich and famous and wildly successful now, but back then I needed some work in between records, and I was very pleased to have some talented friends to tour with. So it was good.
Well, and your mother kind of credits you to a certain degree with her being able to put out Fashionably Late, which is a kind of a great album for her, which they say was like 17 years in the making. But didn't she put out some stuff in between?
I don't know.
You don't know. Well, but you worked with her to get this album and Versatile Heart out.
I've done a bit of writing with her and that sort of thing, but it's all very casual, and she's in no hurry to crank out the album, so we can just kind of work at our own pace. It's nice.
You've also had a chance to work with Rufus Wainwright on the Leonard Cohen movie. How did you fall into be a part of that tribute movie and album?
Well, it was originally a just a concert that we did, and it was very popular, and it just took on a life of its own, and it became they had some more and more interesting people kind of joined the show, and then somebody was filming the show, and then they decided to make a documentary out of it, and it just snowballed into a movie. Snowball movie. Should have been out at Christmas, really.
Well,
Christmas with Cohen.
Well,
Hanukkah.
Well, you were talking last night about going to see Leonard Cohen, and in a huge arena with him being, in some sense, I guess some sense, very quiet for an arena.
Mm. Yeah, he plays a very, it's just unusual for, I'm sure we've all been to see lots of shows, and the bigger the venue, the sort of the louder everybody plays, until you get to, stadiums and it's deafening. And anyway, it was very bizarre to see somebody in such a big environment playing so quietly, but it really helps draw you in. It was a good lesson for those young kids out there.
Well, the previous album to Piece of What You Need was kind of favorite country songs that you covered.
Mm-hmm.
Who are some of your other influences besides some of these Nashville greats?
I don't know. I mean, I have very Catholic taste in music. I don't really pick one style. I'm always amazed by people that only really like one. They like one style of music, but then they also seem to like, I'm always amazed that people that like me and then also like, maybe I shouldn't name any names, but, I just feel like a good song is a good song, and I'm not really bothered about where it comes from, but I like lots of, I like a lot of real pop music and kind of rock and roll music. I like old stuff. I like Buddy Holly and Chuck Berry But I also kind of like, I see a lot of parallels. I like pop music. I guess I like the 3-minute pop song because I think that Britney Spears has some great pop songs, and they're almost, you can kind of see the parallels between that and Chuck Berry. I mean, it's the same principle. It's just mutated into a different thing.
So, what are you listening to right now, like in your CD player?
I don't really listen to music. Having said all that, I was just trying to rack my brains, but I don't know, people keep asking me what I'm listening to now, and I'm not really listening to anything. I find there's no time to listen to music when you're a musician. I don't have time for it. I'm busy with my own music. I don't have time for other people's music.
So when do you write? When do you have time for that?
Oh, just along the way. I mean, that just bits and pieces, you know. And then at some point you sort of sit down and try and really, once you've got enough bits and pieces, then you sit down and try and finish them into something cohesive.
So you're touring with a full band, the Grey Race, and then what's next?
I'm going back to England. My record comes out in England next week, so I have to go and spend some time there and be with my people. And, just lots more touring. Most of it's in Europe, actually, for the next few months. So
you're going to be touring with Tiff Merritt at some point.
Oh, yeah, that's this week, and then there's a couple of dates next week. So there's a show tomorrow and a couple of days at the end of this week. But it's just a few dates. It's not really a whole tour.
Okay. Yeah. Teddy Thompson is my guest this morning, and we're talking about the new album, A Piece of What You Need. So some of the people are talking about this new album and that it's kind of a mixture of kind of the similar themes, but maybe your happier tunes, because you certainly have a taste for, you know, the sad song or sad subject.
But it doesn't mean it has to be. I don't know. I like sad songs. I don't find them depressing at all. I don't understand why people want to listen to sort of bland, like everything's going to be fine lyrics, because everything's not going to be fine. The world's in trouble. You're in trouble. We're all in trouble. No, I don't know. I'm a bit half glass empty, but it's not, you know, I don't mope around all the time. It's just, I find that to be more inspiring subject matter. I don't really feel the need to sit down and write a song when I'm feeling happy.
Well, a lot of people feel that way. I mean, you know, there's just a whole tradition of, you know, either whether it be folk music or something like country music where they talk about sad themes, but somehow find a happy tune to go along with it many times. This new album has, you know, one particular song, I'm wearing the button that goes with it, about the turn the gun on your head. What kind of feedback have you gotten about that particular song? I mean, because that's kind of the ultimate sad song.
It's not sad at all. It was supposed to be tongue-in-cheek and funny. I'm kind of amazed by, I guess it just depends what you're, you know. It's a song about suicide, but in a kind of light-hearted, amusing way. And, I don't know. I thought it was obviously tongue-in-cheek, but we actually, I mean, we had the sound of a gunshot at the end of the song, which the record label made us remove because they were worried that stores wouldn't carry it. Stores like Walmart that sell guns in the store. So, you know, to me, I just think it's ridiculous. You know, it's absurd to not have a sense of humor about things. Even it doesn't matter what the subject matter is. You have to laugh at everything. It doesn't matter if it's something serious. You have to laugh at terrorism and suicide, and that's the only way to stay sane. It's ridiculous to censor that stuff.
Well, I caught that. Because you sing about it in such a whimsical way. Obviously, it couldn't be serious, but I find that being radio for as long as I have, if anything can be taken out of context, it will be.
Yeah.
And we have to be very careful about those kinds of things. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Teddy Thompson is my guest. We're talking about the new album called A Piece of What You Need. Good luck on the rest of your tour and going through Europe. And we appreciate you stopping in this morning.